Welcome to the 10-Minute Entrepreneur Podcast, intended to equip and encourage business owners and aspiring entrepreneurs. Taught by active business owner, best-selling author, and teacher, Sean Castrina.
I'm going to give you some growth secrets on how to grow your business this year, guaranteed, seriously, guaranteed. Why do I say that? My companies have grown every year. We even grew in the pandemic. So I know you can grow, but there's a few things that you have to do for it to happen. And each company that I've been involved in has grown. The first thing I think you have to understand is just your mindset. Growth is, it's not optional. If you're not growing, your business is declining. Well, how many years can it decline before you're out of business? So the reason why I say I'm guaranteeing you growth, because I think if you're not growing, it will be a dead company. Small businesses can only decline, you know, they make up the greater percentage of all our companies are small businesses, you know, 499 employees or less, and the greater amount of them are, you know, under 25 employees. How long can you keep going negative? I don't think that long. All right, I wrote the book, The World's Greatest Business Plan, and I'm saying to you, every year you should update your business plan. The problem is people write their business plan, it's almost like the Old Testament. It's like the Dead Sea Scrolls. Okay, they wrote it once, but they never look back at it. Well, your business plan should be modified every year with that same excitement and enthusiasm. I rewrote my business plan again. My biggest company is 23 years old. Who's our greatest competition right now? What's our value proposition that we offer now that makes people buy from us? It's changed over the years. But this year, what are we doing this year to make it easier for people to buy from us? We've offered some in-house financing because we're in a financial position to do that. Okay, we're expanding our business model, where before we used to use a lot of employees for certain things, and now we're bringing in contractors to do certain things. Things have changed. Why? I studied the numbers last year, and I met with all my partners, and I'm like, what can we do different? We've added a commercial division to one of my companies that I hadn't thought of doing, and we just brought in over a $300,000 agreement. Contract, it's one of them where it's got to go through like 9 different steps to become an official contract, but we've got the yes, and we're beginning one part of it. But that changed. That's not what we were doing last year. Why? Because I've updated our business plan. Well, why is that? Because growth is not optional. It's not optional. So redo your business plan. It can be very simple. I mean, let's just kind of do this. And I didn't prepare for this part of it, but since I wrote the book, I know most of it by heart is. Number one is this. Who's your target customer? I mean, who is absolutely the perfect customer you like serving? I know what mine is. They don't haggle over money. They definitely want higher quality, but realistic. They want our company to handle things top to bottom. You know, very turnkey. I know what our ideal client is. I had a client say to me recently, "Your secretary, when she was vetting us." Seemed like she was going through a great deal to eliminate us. And I go, no, she was, because we know who our target customer is. And we don't want to waste your time and ours. She says, well, do you find that to be a little bit rude? I said, no, I think what is would be worse is us spending a great deal of time with you, knowing statistically after 23 years that you're highly unlikely to buy from us. I think that's a waste of time. So update your business plan. Who's your target customer? What's your value proposition? Why do people buy from you and not your competition? Who is your competition? Who's the one, you know, company that could put you out of business? Okay, work through that. Update that plan. Second is, what are your big goals for this year with a strategy? A goal without a strategy is just a wish. But you got your business plan. That's fine. That's your core underpinnings of what you do as a business. But this year, what are your goals? I don't like tons of goals. I like three or less. I don't think your brain can get around much more than that. So what are our goals? Ours is always to add revenue. But we have, you know, how are, you know, are we going to increase what each client spends? Do we want to expand our market share? Do we want to add a new division? Do we want to add more services? Big goals with a real strategy. That's how you grow. I always like to have a big hire every year. And I'm working on one. Great friend of mine just sold his company. And I told him, you don't retire. You just get better. Okay, so I'm bringing on a super incredibly qualified individual into the fold of our company, even on a part-time basis, but he's a game changer. He can run a division from top to bottom. I can close my eyes to it, and I'm excited about that. So you grow by bettering your staff. What is the big hire that you're going to make this year? Maybe it's in sales. Maybe it's in operations. It's typically either you bring it on a partner, it's in sales, and or it's operations. Things are going to run smoother because of this person. The big hire I did last year is I brought a CPA. She had been handling my books for years, but I brought her into the office. She's a dear. Incredible. She jokes. She goes, Sean, it's my job to keep you out of the gray area. And I brought her in, and I'm like, Linda, I will build an office in here for you. Just whatever you want. And I did. I literally put it on the first floor, built her the most beautiful office, had my designer, decorate it for her. I told her she can bring her dog in, put a dog bed there. I don't care. I'm like, I want you in-house. I want everything to do with money to run seamless. HR and money, I want to run seamless, and I want you to handle it. That was my big hire. It was a very expensive hire. Not many small businesses have an in-house CPA. But I tell you what, I never worry about money. I never worry about money. I don't worry about my guys charging $5 on a credit card that shouldn't be on there. So in the end, she saved me money. But who's your big hire? Next, market more. Market more. You know, that says it's going to be a challenging year. Well, just tell you when I'm recording this, it should go out in the next 2 weeks. I bought ads in both AFC and NFC championship game. I just actually saw one of my TV commercials in kind of the preview. They always throw in a few front-end commercials. And then we have a Super Bowl ad. And it's a regional ad, but don't get me wrong, it's not small. Okay, it doesn't have a small price tag to it. Why? I want to market more. You want to grow, you market more. Because I know my competition is going to cut back. I've already seen them cut back. They're going to literally crap a brick during the Super Bowl. I want them, seriously, I want them to have that, I want them to go, what? How is he doing this? How are they running a Super Bowl ad? Hasn't things cut back? Interest rates have gone up. No, we're growing. It's crazy how much we're growing. Actually, we did a couple new things, and this is when, first time you're listening to this, we actually doubled our calls in 1 week by doing some major modifications. Because, a business is nothing but math. Numbers either work for you or they work against you. And I didn't like our numbers, the amount of people that were reaching out to us each week. So we made a couple changes. And we had the most amount of phone calls we've ever had in a winter month in 23 years. We grew last year, 11%. And I'm first month of the year, I'm still not happy. And I'm it's okay, but I'm like, we could grow more, and we did. How excited it gets your staff when they know that you can pull the levers and double the volume in 1 week? Why? Because I start over every year. My philosophy is I start actually every Monday as if I don't have a dime in my pocket and I don't have one customer. That's the mentality I try to start every Monday with. And I have the privilege of driving up to a complex. One of my companies is on the one side, and we built a breezeway to the digital marketing company, which is a beautiful facility. I mean, for us, it's not New York City, but it's if you're in a city our size, it's pretty nice setup. Never content. So you need to market more. Why? Because your competition is probably going to cut back this year. Okay, you need to sell more to the same people. You got your target customer, you got your repeat customer. literally, I get a text a week by a repeat customer inquiring whether we can do something for them. Why? Because we're the company that we're really good at what we do. And I'm not trying to brag, but by golly, you should feel the same way about your company. If you don't, then you're doing something wrong. But I want them, I want to be the very first person they reach out to when it's a service that we're able to provide. But how can we sell more to the same people? One thing that, again, I talked about is in-house financing we do, and we're offering complimentary items. Okay, if you provide products, example of that, you know, when you look at, supplements, nutritional supplements. And I apologize, I'm talking about like Andy Frisella's company would be an example. Well, you go down there, he didn't sell all that the first crack at it. It's expanded over years. Okay, the protein goes great. Well, so does creatine with that. And then, okay, vitamins go with that. Well, then, you know what, you like working out, we'll give you workout clothing. It didn't happen the first... super smart guy, but none of us get it the first crack at it. Amazon started with books. That's just to perfect the model. Now they sell you everything, but it started with books. You got to constantly be adding more so you can sell to the same people. Amazon knows how massive, you know, their funnel is. They can put anything in it. Same thing regarding nutritional supplements with Andy's company. Next is you can do more. How do you grow? You do more. You more volume. You just work a little bit harder. I want to work a touch harder this year in my strike zone. Okay, so whatever you did last year, if you want to grow, you might have to do a little bit more. I'm personally working really hard at one area of our company that I can help. I've been working on negotiating. I had a couple negotiations this week, but I'm studying everything I can on negotiating. Well, why? Because after do more, it's called be better. I want to be better as a CEO, and I want our company to be better at anything that we do. But if you want to grow, you do more and you get better. Your company needs to get better. You as the CEO, as the founder, needs to get better. Again, I'm always growing. Like I said, this one of my goals was to be better at negotiations. I do it quite a bit, but I could be better at it. I had one last year when I was negotiating with someone who was worked for a venture capital, and so I mean it was like Batman against Superman. And I realized then I'm like I want to be great at negotiating. You know, I want to really know how to make sure that our company is getting the absolute most for what we offer. And I want to do it in a very, you know, in a great way. And so I want to be better. Our company, we want to do more to be better. And then finally, I'm going to wrap it up with kind of the way I started it. Growth is not optional. It's just not optional. Because if you're not growing, you're dying. So these are my secrets for growing, and I hope this helps you. First thing is that you need to update a business plan. You need to have some business plan as if, you know, start your company all over again. Every year I say start your company all over again. So do that. Number two is, what are your goals for this year and parallel goals with the strategy to achieve it? Who's going to be your big hire this year? Are you going to market more this year? You should. Always be ramping up your marketing. That's the one place I never save. I never cut back on. Market more. Sell more to the same people. Offer ways that your existing customers can buy easier from you. Offer complimentary items and services and products so that your people that have been buying from you from years, they know who to come back to and they keep buying from you. Make it easy for them. We gave the Amazon illustration, how they went from books to now everything. Do more. You want to grow? Do more. Just more volume in that you got to work. You got to do more as a company. You got to do more as a staff. You got to do more as a leader. If you want to grow, you got to do more. You got to be better. You got to improve. I want to constantly improve. I want our company to improve. Well, if your company is declining in how good it is, I mean, just simply in what it provides, is it better this year than it was last year? Okay, because it can, you and I both know it can decline. Why? Because staffing may, a critical hire may have, you know, left your company. Maybe you've lost a manufacturer. I mean, I work with a product that I used to get for years and it came and it was horrible quality and they lost their key manufacturer. Okay, guess what? If they needed to be better, they got worse and that happened. So are you better? Is your product better today than it was a year ago? Remember this, growth is not optional. Apply these, and if you do that, I guarantee your company will grow. I want to thank you so much for listening to the 10 Minute Entrepreneur Podcast. I tell you, I'm humbled about how well it does, and I think it's because people have been kind enough to give it a great review, tell others about it. We just thank you for that. If you can continue to do that, it's brought to you by GetStartedMarketing.com. If you need more leads, more sales, you just don't understand marketing. I talked to you about ramping up your marketing. Well, I would encourage you to reach out to Get Started Marketing, let them do an analysis, see if they can help you. They're fantastic. We're going to talk again soon. We got some great interviews coming up and more lessons. Continue to listen.